It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of Romans, the first chapter, Romans chapter 1. We're going to begin reading with the 21st verse today, Romans chapter 1, verse 21. We're going to read to the end of the chapter. So please open your Bibles and prepare for the study. While you're looking at that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341, and of course that'd be Parkview Bible Church. Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us, our phone number is 217-847-2717. If you would like to visit our website, it's parkviewbiblechurch.org, and that's parkviewbiblechurch.org. Got many studies there, the Constitution's there, Plan of Salvation is there. Please take a look at that, and I hope that you enjoy it and get some growth from it. And also then, if you would like to email us, our email address is parkviewbible. It's parkviewbible@gmail.com. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. Romans chapter 1, beginning to read with verse 21. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own heart, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burning in their lust one towards another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. What a sad statement, and it sounds just like the world we live in today. Let's begin with prayer. Father, we thank and praise You today that we can come. We have Your precious Word as our guideline, that we know what's right and wrong, and help us, Father, to move down the right track and go down the right direction, that we may be blessed by You. Please just lift us up today, that Your Word, and we lift it to You, that You would show us the truth. Guide and lead us. So many folks in this section here of Your precious Word clearly tells us what is wrong with our world today, with what's wrong with our society today, the reason that You're not able to bless us today. We have in this study that we're going to look at today. First of all, Father, and the most is that we have left You. So few today come to the saving knowledge of Jesus. They have knowledge of God, but they do not know God as their personal Savior. And so please today that they would come, dear Father, to Your Son, the Lord Jesus, and be saved. Please that they'd be saved today. And then begin to grow and begin to learn Your way and will and follow after that way and will as closely and as carefully as we can. So please, dear Lord, just guide and lead us today through Your precious Word. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. It is wonderful to study God's Word. And as we look at this world today, and we had many things in this scripture verses that we've read that man tends to deny today. Even many churches deny to follow God's Word here and follow His truth. And so please that you just listen ever so carefully today. That 23rd verse, in just a little bit of review, they have changed the glory of the uncorruptible God. In Malachi 3:6, I change not. Uncorruptible. God is unchanging, indestructible, immortal, eternal. With all the changes that we are facing today in our life and in the lifestyle of people, one thing that we can always know, and that is that God doesn't change. Man changes. And man chooses to change God's ways and His Word. But God doesn't change. So who's going to be the winner here? If we choose to follow man's ways and not God's ways, who's going to win? We're sure not going to, and we're not. You just look at the society today. The folks that are not married just choose to live together today. Look at the millions of murders that go on in this country under the name of a woman's right, and we call it abortion. It's murder. It's murder. And then we just continue to change. And these words that we've just read, it's because we continue to get further and further away from our God. Our God loves us. Our God died on the cross to save us and to take our sin away and to give us a blessed life. And with that, He gives us some guidelines. Some rules. Man's changed. God hasn't. They have forsook Him of whom they knew about. Most people know there's a God. Some try to admit and try to convince themselves there's no God, but that's all it is. It's just kind of a lie that they're living in. And we need to see that we get draw ourselves closer to God. Let's come by faith to the Lord Jesus and be saved and begin that growing. But the world is doing the opposite. And those that are in leadership positions today seem to be directing us away from God, and only because of political pressure. But the further away that we get from God, the more God is going to turn those people over. And as He turns His face away from them, their opportunity of salvation is gone. God is the one that sets that. He gives everyone an opportunity, but when you reject Him over and over again, then He turns His face away from you. And when He does that, things begin to really, really deteriorate. God loves the sinner. He loved the sinner so much that He sent His Son to die on the cross. So understand that. That's where the love is at, that you come by faith to Jesus, because He sent His Son, and His Son died on the cross to save us. That's the love. But then God tells us and gives us instructions here on what's right and what's wrong. And we need to look at what God has to say, knowing that He knows what's best for us. What happens when man continues to move away from God? They make gods of birds and of four-footed beasts and creeping things. And because they do this? Because man continues to turn away from God and worships the creation more than the Creator. God turns them over. He gives them up. And it just continues. God gave them up, and when they do, they continue to pervert their own bodies. Wherefore God, verse 24, also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. We have gotten to the place in this land, in this world, yes, but also in this country, this great country that we live in, this great United States of America, that God has so blessed ever since its birth. And He's blessed it because it is a God-fearing nation. And the curse of God is turning, is becoming, God's beginning to curse this nation, to hold this nation accountable because of the death of so many babies under the name of abortion. It's not a fetus, it's a baby from conception on. There's no other way to look at it. But we do. Our knowledge, our minds have convinced ourselves that it's okay. And then it comes to the dishonor of their own bodies between themselves. Look at verse 25. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is the blessed forever. Amen. Now we worship our bodies. We worship ourselves. We have made ourselves equal with God. We have brought God down to a level that we seem to be comfortable with. We need to realize that to know God that loves you, the God that loves you and gave His Son to die for you, and to refuse that, that is when God turns away. That's when God gives you up. And when that takes place in an individual and to a nation, we continue to go down and down and down. When we refuse Christ as our Savior, this is your choice. But here's what happens when we don't follow God's rules and ways. He loves us. He wants the best for us. He knows what is the best for us. And so He sets these guidelines and sets these words before us here so we can walk and be blessed and be happy and be joyful. But instead of that, we turn away. We refuse the salvation. And when we refuse the salvation, there is none other that can control our lives than the devil himself. I know you don't believe in the devil either, do you? Well, you will. You will. I sure want you to come to Jesus. I want you to come to Jesus so that you can have the joy that this life can have and then eternal joy, spending eternity in heaven with our Savior, the Lord Jesus. But if you refuse to, and as much as the world is doing, we continue to go in a downward spiral. The most dangerous sin being committed today by man is having the knowledge of God and yet refusing to surrender to His Son, the Lord Jesus, that died on the cross for you. The Scripture makes it very clear that we can see by doing that, by refusing to come to the Lord Jesus, we make the first step towards being what the Scripture calls a heathen. Now, you can say, you know, why can you say such things? I think that we have proved it. Look at the evil that is in today's world. and look at the lack of people and the desire of people to turn away from God and take all the presence of God away, the true God, Jehovah, and the Lord Jesus. Now, other cults have come in. Other religions have come in. But that doesn't stop the evil. That doesn't stop the perverted hearts to continue in their way. God knows what's best for us. He said, well, I don't believe in God. Well, if you don't believe in God, then what is coming is what you can expect, and I know that you're not going to like it. You're going to hate it, and you're going to wonder why. I thought people were getting better. No, they're getting more evil the further away from God that they find themselves. Men become so wise that they think they are smarter and bigger and more important than God. But God in His Word calls them fools, heathens in the making. They changed God's glory that is that of corruptible man. They have changed it into that of corruptible man. And when we're out of the presence of God, when we don't listen to what He has for us, and what He has for us is the best, it is the greatest, it brings joy to our hearts and peace into our minds, something that this world can't give. And yet, you're convinced, I'm afraid, that to choose Jesus as your Savior is the wrong way to go. It's the only way to go. Now, you have a choice. But if you want peace and joy, there's no other religion can offer that. This isn't a religion. This is a personal relationship with the Son of God, the Lord Jesus. Please come, trust in Him. Because you see, when we are out of the presence of God, down we go. We make birds their God. Next step down, we make beasts their God. That's what the Scripture's telling us here. Then lower down to creeping things. You see, God does not evolve. We try to think that God's Word changes, and we have so many versions today, and every one of them has changed, just a little, evolves a little bit. Well, don't. Get your old King James Bible back. You may have to chase down to your grandmother's or your great-grandmother's Bible. You can buy them, that's for sure, but they're not as available because the world says that God has evolved. God has not evolved. God is not changing. He is never going to change. He is the same today as He was yesterday and as He was 10,000 years ago. He is unchanging. He has no beginning and He has no end. Now, we can't understand that, but that's the way it is. Come by faith to Him and know it and enjoy it. Man evolves, but they never evolve upward. The world tries to convince you that we're getting better, that everything is politically correct, and oh, we're just so improving and growing and changing. We're not. Man does evolve, but he evolves downward. He's not evolving upward. There's kind of a small example here from that. And I think it's a good one. Today, many parents have decided not to discipline their children. They just kind of let them do whatever they want to do, whenever they want to do it. Well, that child is going to grow up, and he's going to be a menace to society because he's never learned to respect authority. And we need to respect authority, and that respect comes when, at a very, very early age, we begin to discipline our children. And the Scriptures tells us that spare the rod, you spoil the child. Now, I believe God gave me my hand, and He gave my children a bottom, and those two do meet from time to time, or did when they were younger. We need to show them who is in authority. And a lot of people are so against any kind of discipline in that manner. They'll sit them in the corner. They'll give them a timeout. They'll do all kinds of things. But you are the child if you believe that and follow that, then I'm afraid that, that's child abuse, because you're not raising your child up to fear God and to understand and have respect for their elders. I've never seen a generation so disrespectful as the generation that we have today. And it's because most of those children have not been disciplined as they were being raised. You say, well, I can spank my child and it just doesn't do any good. Well, you probably started too late. Too late. This not disciplining, never correcting your child, never giving them instructions, letting them have their way and just growing up in their own desires, that child will grow up out of control. And we see that today. Why do so many children and then young adults and children go into drugs? It's because of the lack of discipline and the lack of having a mother and a father in the home. Today, the children, they're born out of wedlock, not a father and a mother, and I'm talking about a man and a woman together, married, raising that child, loving that child, showing that child the proper discipline, bringing that child to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. You're going to have a son or a daughter that you're going to be very proud of. But if you choose to not raise that child in a Christian home with a mother and a father, you're going to have great challenges. That child needs to be saved, needs to see the role of the father and the proper role of the mother. And please that you see that and understand that. You see, that child will be out of control. God sets the rules for His children. I'm a child of God. He has set the rules. Now, am I able to keep those rules? No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Because, you see, I was born in sin and my flesh, I still have my flesh. I'm born again, so my sins are forgiven, but I still have that old flesh. And I'll have that old flesh till the day I die or Jesus comes to get His church, whichever comes first. And so we have those constant challenges of that. But God, in His Word, tells us the things that we need to do and the things that are right and the things that are wrong in order to have a wonderful day. And those rules, when they are followed, you'll have a good day. When you want to ignore God's Word and His way, you'll have a bad day. And you'll see and watch and follow that. Now, I'm going to read down through these verses because it begins to show us what happens when we choose to turn away from God, do not accept His Son, the Lord Jesus, as our Savior, so the Spirit of God can come into our hearts to save us and guide us and direct us to that day of joy and the day of love and be able to understand. But look what happens, and it just keeps coming down all the time. Once again, verse 25, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. We should never, ever worship this the creature. What God has created all this. It's for our pleasure and our joy, but we need to keep our God in His proper place. Worship Him and praise Him and honor Him. For this cause God gave them up to vile affections, because man has turned away from God, has rejected the Lord Jesus. God turns them over. For even their women do change their natural use into that which is against nature. Likewise also men, leaving the natural use of a woman, burning in their lust one towards another, men with men working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. Now, we're going to stop there just for a minute, because we sure have a world today, and we have a land today, and states today that are trying to say that two men are fine and two women are fine. That is not God's plan. And if you want God's blessing, you'll follow God's plan. And God's plan is a man and a woman. A man and a woman that marry. And a man and a woman that marry and then have children. That's God's plan. Now, we leave that plan, and only those that have been turned off, away, they've turned away from God, and so God has turned them over. He has turned them away from Him. And so by doing that, they continue to evolve lower and lower and more deep in sin all the time. Now, I have a very serious problem with any church that would preach anything contrary to that. This is against the Word of God. Now, God loves the sinner. God loves it down in these other verses here. We even come to murder. God loves the murderer. But He doesn't say, continue to murder. And He doesn't tell two women to continue to live together and have affections between themselves, or two men between themselves. He says, no, this is My plan. One man, one woman. You want to be blessed? Come by faith to Jesus, and I'll give you the strength to live the way that is best for you, that you can enjoy the blessings that I have for you. That's what God wants. The condemning of these lifestyles is correct. God hates it. But He loves the sinner. He wants you to come by faith to Jesus and then come away from that. Many confess that they're born-again believers and continue to live in that way and those means. And God says it's wrong. God says, if you want Me to bless you, if you want Me to give you the joy and the peace that I want to give you, then come by faith to My Son Jesus and begin to study My Word, and don't try to change My Word, because I know what's best for you. Please, that's what we're talking about here, is being blessed by God. You say, well, I don't believe in God anyway. I don't believe in the Son of God. I don't believe that I don't believe in a heaven. I don't believe in a hell. And if you choose that way, and many do, and that's the reason we have the mess that we're in today. And again, look at verse 28 down here. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness and fornication, wickedness and covetousness and maliciousness, full of envy and murder and debate and deceit and malignity and whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Now, that's God's Word. That's God's Word. And I just plead with you that you come and trust in the Lord Jesus today. Because what the world has to offer, it's going to make you miserable. And I want you to have the joy and the peace in your heart. And so please come to the Lord right now. Be saved. Ask the Lord Jesus to come into your heart and save you. because each time that you go down, you believe that murder's wrong, but you don't have a problem with some of these other things. Think about it. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?